Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, I have a fabulous guest for you, and it's really just the right time to have this guest on the show. Mike McDonald is here with us today, and we're going to talk about what keeps us stuck. You know, as we look forward to the coming year, you know, people are starting to make New Year's resolutions and set their plans for 2018. And sometimes there's things that kind of get in our way and keep us stuck. Many of us feel like it's fear, but it can be other things as well. And we're going to talk about that in the show today. But first, before we get into the show, I always want to take a moment to acknowledge all of you and to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share with me here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. I am so honored that you do that, and I am so grateful that I get to share my insights with you, share great guests with you like we're going to do today. So I want to just honor you because I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. Now, I always want to remind you, and if you're new, this might be the first time you're hearing it, I always put the links to my website at BonnieGressel.com and also a gift for you on the show page. And I also put the link to our Facebook group, which I love, our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Mastery. So search down on the show page, just click on those links and it should take you there. But if you have a message, a comment, you want to connect in some way, or you want to be around like-minded people, join our Facebook group, connect with me on my website, send me a message. I always love hearing from people. And perhaps you would like to be a guest on the show. Connect with me in that regard as well, because I'm always looking for interesting, innovative people to share their insights and wisdom so that all of us can benefit. And of course, I always put the link to our guest website on the show page as well. So those are some of the reminders. You can find this show on a number of podcast directories, and probably the easiest way to find them all is to just go to my website at BonnieGressel.com and go to the Holistic Entrepreneur podcast page, and then I've put all of the icons to all of the other directories there for you, and they're all hyperlinks, so you can just click on them and go there. So without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest for today. Mike McDonald is an award-winning coach who works with entrepreneurs and helps them to step into their high-performance mindset, enabling them to work in all areas of their life, whether it's business or personal. And I know that Mike just started a podcast of his own called The Roar Show, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that when he's on the show today. Now join me in welcoming Mike McDonald to The Holistic Entrepreneur. Well, welcome, Mike. Thank you so much for taking your time to share with us here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know that you're a busy person, so thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem, Bonnie. It's good to be here.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yeah, sure. So my journey started when I was very young. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, which meant that I had to get into a routine quite quickly. So I had obvious, you know, medical treatments and yeah, just the different ways of living my life, really. Mm-hmm. So I had certain things I had to do each and every single day. I had to build habits from a very early age, and as things got quite tough, I had to ask myself certain questions, like, you know, why do I still do it? You know, why do I keep going? And I was noticing that there were people that were struggling, and I realized that I had to do more just to feel normal. You know, when you've got certain certain conditions that make you feel different from everybody else. You feel like you need to, I don't want to say prove yourself, but you need to actually find that you're still capable of doing things that other people could do. So I started doing sport and exercise, and I started really trying to test myself and almost prove to myself that I can still be normal and still live in that particular way. And it really hit me when I was around 20 years old, when I was also diagnosed as diabetic. So as you can imagine, just when you just start getting a handle on things, you've got something else that kicks you to the curb, so to speak, and it made me reassess things even more. So obviously everything that I was doing up to that point did work, but then something else happened. So I had to start looking about, you know, why did I make it that far? You know, what worked? What actually got me to that point? And there are so many people out there that understand that it is about habits, it is about strategies, it is about all of those kinds of things. But if you take all that out of the equation, the thing that really tipped the balance for me was my mental state. It was my ability to put myself in a position whereby there was no other option, there was no other alternative apart from me to actually get the results that I wanted. And then what I started to do, I started to take that into the business world. So I took my level of persistence that I'd trained over the years, my level of consistency, my ability to get up after I got knocked down, into the business world. So it's helped me get to where I am today. It's helped me be seen as successful in my own mind, I guess. And it just helps me understand that it is the thing that tips the balance. It is the thing that makes the difference. And it's helped me get to a point where I'm actually quite happy with the way things are going. I'm happy with the way my business is and my lifestyle is and health is as a result of that.
That is so true, Mike. You know, I think I always say that mindset and all that goes with it is foundational. You know, and you can't build a very good house if you don't have a very good foundation to start with. And so I always say, if you don't have that, nothing else really works all that well. So I'm so glad that you've discovered that many years ago, it sounds like, that, you know, it's inside. I've got this control that I can do this. And so how do you use that now in your business as you coach other entrepreneurs? Because I'm sure there are lots of things that keep people stuck in business as well.
Yeah, there is. And I think a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs out there, they do tend to have this tendency of labeling things as fear. So when people are not in the best mental state to succeed, they often instantly turn to this idea of fear and fear holding them back. And I think a lot of it is just because it's a popular thing. A lot of people say, "Oh, I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of succeeding. I'm afraid of, you know, well, whatever it happens to be. You know, just make that list of things that are stopping you from taking the action that you know that you probably should be taking." But a lot of the time, they do label it as fear, but it tends to be something else. There tends to be something underlining the actual problem itself, which is more easier to deal with. It's more easier to plan a strategy for than just saying it's fear and kind of, yeah, just, it's almost like they've accepted that fear's in the way and there's nothing that they can do about it. And it's my job to get them around that.
Well, and you know, fear is paralyzing, and fear can be lots of different things, as you mentioned, but we still have choice. I mean, you know, I have another show that's called The Gift of Choice, which really talks all about that. We still have the choice to look at it differently, to feel a different way, to, you know, take a different approach. There's always more than one way to do something. So I'm curious what kind of clients do you typically work with? Are these, you know, new entrepreneurs? Are they people who are stuck for some reason? Or tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. So it started off as new entrepreneurs, you see. It started off as people that were struggling to start. And over time, I started to realize that these are cycles. these are things that repeat themselves. These are situations and circumstances and environments and processes that we put ourselves through that repeat themselves at every level. So I was actually talking to someone the other day that even when things are going well, they still don't feel good in themselves even when things are going well. And it brought about this idea that it's a cycle that we put ourselves through every single time. It's something that we always bring up. The emotions always rise to the surface at some point, and it happens no matter what. So I realized that, okay, I can help people that are starting out, people that are looking for the right ways of going about the start. So a lot of the time they're overwhelmed or they're paralyzed with fear, as you mentioned. But then if someone wants to, I don't know, someone wants to start a new business, wants to run a second business, or maybe they want to try and scale it a little bit further, you know, maybe they want to hire staff because they've got to a point where they can probably financially do it, they still go through the same or very, very similar fears inside their own head. So it's like the mental side happens at every scale and every type of business as well.
Oh, that's so true, because life is a journey. it's not a destination. So we go, you know, on a detour every now and then, and we get back to the main track and all of that, but life is a journey. And so things are always changing and always dynamic. And every time you sort of succeed or you master something, then there's something else, right? So, and then there's another reason that you can get stuck in that fear.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, definitely. It's almost like it just shows up even when you least expect it as well. And it does cause a lot of issues for a lot of people.
You know, what kinds of things do you see with your clients that happens because of fear? Like, why do they come to you in the first place?
They probably come to me for the main reason that they already know what to do. It's not that they don't know the strategy. You know, you don't go to a coach to lay it all out for them, because a lot of people now, they can access that information for free now, thanks mm-hmm. to the internet. So we're at a point where you can Google it. You know, there was mm-hmm. there was this phrase where we used to say back in the day of just Google it and you find it. And and now it's like, oh, there must be an app for that, you know? Like, there's always that out there available to you for free. And it's not that people don't have the information. If anything, they have too much. If anything, they've got so much coming at them. They've got so many options. Everything's happening all so fast for them that when they want to do something new, you're actually adding to that. So imagine that you're juggling like three balls, and then all of a sudden you want to do something different, but you're adding to that. You're actually juggling them four or five balls, and pretty soon you're going to drop them. You are just going to drop them. They're all going to fall to the floor, and you've got to pick them up and start again. And that's what it feels like for a lot of people, because we don't realize that although we do run our own businesses, we have lives outside of it. You know, we've got family, we've got friends, we've got our own certain, you know, we've got friends, we have to go out, we have social lives and all of those kinds of things. And they are aspects that do influence the business as well. So as I say, they do know the strategy already, but the problem is that they're just not actually taking it. So it's this whole quandary of information versus implementation. And I think when people start to understand that all they need to do is know just enough to take the next one or two steps, just have just enough information to take one or two steps that actually benefit you, and then you look for the next thing. Because I think we are drowning in almost too much.
Oh, that's so true, Mike. I mean, overwhelm is another thing that's paralyzing, right? And it's easy to become overwhelmed in today's, you know, with all the stuff you have to do, especially as a new entrepreneur. But I always say, I relate to your comment about taking just one or two steps. I think that's such good advice, because I tell people all the time, you know, recognize, acknowledge those baby steps. It takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. Right? But we sometimes don't even pat ourselves on the back, you know, or acknowledge that we've made those steps. So I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's a little strange when we sort of phrase it like that. because we often think of, okay, well, we've got like three steps to, I don't know, just something very basic, like doing a video, let's mm-hmm. just say, putting the video together, right? Well, I've got like, you know, you've got to set everything up. You got to set the lighting right. You got to make sure you get in the right place. You got to make sure that the tripod's set up right. The camera's in the right place. So that's not just one step. It's not just the video. It's everything else. And that tends to be what puts people off, because they want it to be right as well. So there's this idea of taking the steps, but then it's, they have to be the right steps. Everything has to be perfect. Like I can't tell you how long I used to spend trying to make sure I got the right camera, you know, and the right lighting, and making sure everything was just right. And that's time that I could have been spending actually doing videos and improving. So a lot of people, although they don't understand what the small steps are and the little bits and pieces that make everything move, it's this idea that they also want them to be the right steps, and they have this, it's almost like they have this attachment to the process and the way they want things to look as well.
Oh, that is such a good point. Let's talk about that, because I think this is key. Perfectionism. I mean, perfectionism keeps you stuck too. And sometimes that's rooted in fear as well. But, you know, I know people, and you probably do too, that have been working on a project, a website, or whatever, for years, and they still don't have it done because they're waiting for it to be perfect. You know, there's a quote that I love. I don't even know whose quote this is, but it kind of goes like this: perfectionism is a character defect. And I kind of believe that, because we're not supposed to be perfect. So how do you work with people to get them past the fear, the overwhelm, the perfectionism, if that's what they're dealing with? Are there some ways that you use with people, some techniques you use, or how do you get them from where they're at to where they really want to be?
Well, I think it comes down to a few things. And I think the first thing from what you've probably heard us say, myself and you, that it's not actually fear that's the problem. It's a label that we've given it. So if you imagine fear as something that actually impacts your survival, right? So it's more of a physiological thing. You know, it's more of a life and death situation. So 9 times out of 10, we've already exaggerated the feeling of the situation that we're in. So if it becomes fear, a lot of people flip this switch as if to say, well, that means I can't do it then. It's this idea that fear's in the way and that's it. The concern that I have is that a lot of people don't realize that everyone has that. It's something that's built into us. The difference is people act in spite of that, you know, even though that's happening, even though that's going on, they're still taking the steps and they're still doing the thing, even though they are afraid, potentially. But then we can use other words to describe it, right? We can use nervous or anxious or stress, which I find is quite a recent one that I've discovered, that people say stress to mean like anxious or afraid, like it was a stressful situation. Well, it probably meant other things, because what's happening is that they're using language to describe the sensations that they're feeling. That's the way I like to describe it. So a lot of people experience the same sensations, experience the same thing, you know, the sweaty palms and the butterflies in the stomach and the heart rate, and you suddenly start breathing shallow and all of those types of things. But they can mean different things. So what I try to have a conversation around with people is trying to change their language and trying to change the words that they're using to describe the things that they're feeling. So that would be the first one. And it's interesting, because a lot of us have these trained into us anyway. We have certain phrases trained into us, and all it takes is just changing just the words that we use. So that'd be like the strategy number one. And what tends to work with somebody else as well is, let's just say you're nervous about an event, or like one single thing that you're nervous about or worried about or afraid that's going to happen. A lot of it as well is that we're focusing on the thing that stops us. So the way I like to describe it is, it's a function of time. So if we're focusing on the present, and that's a bad thing, then it would help you to focus on the future. So then you would then say, okay, well, it will feel great when it's over. It will feel great after it's done. You know, like I can't tell you how many times I've attempted to do something and I've said to myself, no, it will be fantastic when it's done. The relief on my face after I've done something is enough for me to get through it sometimes. It's enough for me to say to myself, I'm still going to do it because after I've done it, I will feel great. I used to be a personal trainer, and the amount of times I'd have people come up to me and go, you know, I regretted it. You know, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go to the gym. It was pouring down with rain. But afterwards, I felt great. So I think having that ability to look at a time or a particular moment when you're not afraid anymore, when you're not nervous anymore about that situation, and then you can use that to your advantage.
I love that strategy because I kind of do this. I mean, it's kind of a silly comparison, but I don't necessarily like going to the dentist, right? And I don't have to go for any major reason, but just for my twice a year appointment. So I always think about the day after because I know I've already been to the dentist. So I kind of do that as well in sort of a silly way. But I love that strategy because I think that's very helpful for people.
Yeah, I think it's strange when we think about this because people don't realize it until they become more aware of it, right? So people are not at a level of awareness whereby we start to use the term self-sabotage, right? A lot of coaches tend to talk about self-sabotage, and it's not something that I believe in personally because I don't think people are simply aware enough of their actions to then willfully sabotage them, like do it on purpose. So I don't think anyone's doing something knowingly that it's not actually benefiting them. So if they're focusing on the thing that's stopping them, they could be doing that with the assumption that everyone does that. They could be doing that with the idea that it makes it better for them because they're more aware of the thing they've got to deal with, which is fine. But then understanding that it's not what everyone does. You know, you mentioned you do it with the dentist. Mm-hmm. So people do put themselves either in the frame of mind that can stop them, from doing the actions. And a lot of the time it does shift the way we feel as well. So you probably feel a bit more relaxed, a little bit calmer when you realize that it'll be great the day after, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes you probably then want to go to the dentist or at least put up with or just get through it. And there's so many people that put themselves in this no mindset, as I like to call it. Like they put themselves in a position whereby no becomes easier than yes. Like they make it dead easy for them to say no. Just go, no, I'm not going to do it. But if you put yourself in the yes mindset, if something comes along and you go, yes, because I'm just going to do it because I know after I've done it, I feel great. But then what if afterwards it might not feel great? Because I often have this conversation as well as well. What if it's negative afterwards? It's like, okay, well, then you start to think in the present because you're not experiencing it now. So how do you feel now? Do you feel relaxed now? Do you feel calm now? Well, no, I feel anxious. Okay, well, that could be because you're focusing on the future. You actually having to go to the dentist. We use your example again. So if you're focusing on the future and it's a bad thing because the thing that you want to do is in the future, then you can think about the present and it puts you in a more calmer state of mind if that is what happens. So this is why like focusing on the present used to be quite popular. You know, to put yourself in a good frame of mind is just focus on the present because so many people focus on the past or the future. Mm-hmm. But then if you focus on the negative, it would probably be wiser to focus on a time frame that actually puts you in a better frame of mind.
Mm. Oh, I love that strategy. I think that makes a perfect sense and makes, you know, distraction is a wonderful tool. If you can like interrupt the pattern, right? Whatever feeling you're in, if it's a negative kind of feeling, if you can interrupt that somehow, if you can go to a different, you know, time zone, in your time where you can think about something different, that's going to help. It's getting away from that thing that is, you know, making you feel icky, right?
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting what can happen, because, you know, I used to see it in sport and exercise, and it's like, if you tell yourself that you can't do it, then you probably won't do it. You know, if you tell yourself right. that you can do it, then you probably will. And it's the same in business, because I tend to think about people that run their own businesses and entrepreneurs very, very similar to athletes, because you've got to be healthy in order to work at a high work rate. You've got to make sure that you're fit enough to you know, if you run your own business, your days can get quite long. Depending on how you run your business, you need to have a high energy in order to do the things that you do. So if you're someone that wants to do, say, this podcast, for instance, if you want to be a podcaster, you can't afford to be ill. You can't afford to have a sore throat. You can't afford to not be able to use your voice. So if someone says, okay, well, I want to be a podcaster, people don't think about health in terms of running their business. They don't think about putting themselves in those positions whereby it can benefit them. And if you are nervous, which a lot of people are nervous for the first time, you know, I mean, I know I was. The first time I ever did anything, I either failed it first time, like my driving test, and didn't pass my driving test first time. I was a nervous wreck first time around. And it does happen. It's just how you deal with it and whether you can still act as a result. And what I've realized is the more that you do it, the more that you can train yourself to feel those sensations, to put yourself in those positions whereby you do feel nervous, you do feel anxious, you do feel afraid, and you still act, you still do it. What happens is you start to train your brain to say, okay, I feel this, these are the sensations that I'm feeling, but I've acted anyway. That becomes easier. So we often hear about things like habits, and that we've had things trained, and we've got this idea of learned helplessness was a phrase that I found a couple of months ago. And it's this idea that if every time that you feel these sensations and you feel fear, because that's the label that you've given it, and then you don't do anything, so you let it get the better of you, the more that happens, the easier it is for it to get the better of you, because it's a pattern that you've put yourself in. But if all it takes is one, maybe two times for you to feel these sensations and act anyway, your brain starts to recognize that and starts to associate the feelings with action rather than inaction. And a lot of positive things can change as a result of that.
Oh, that's so true. You know, Mike, we could talk about this stuff all day because there is so much to it. But I know people are busy, and I always want to leave people with a takeaway. So if there's only one thing that you really want our listeners to remember today from our conversation, what do you think that would be?
Oh, you mean more than what we've talked about?
Yeah, well, it might be something we've talked about, or it might be something else. I mean, just up takeaway for them, that a golden nugget, so to speak, so that they could just think about that and maybe reflect on it the rest of the day.
Okay. Everything that you do, everything that you say and think and feel is recorded in your head, and it's often on repeat. So what you've got to do is you've got to create a new record, a new pattern that your brain can run through that actually benefits you. So if you do feel the fear and you don't take action for whatever reason, all the reasons are your own, but that will become easier and easier and easier because your brain wants to put things on repeat and make our lives easier. So if you can create a new record where you feel the fear and do it anyway, to quote a title of a book that I read many years ago, your brain will also make that easier to do as well. So even if you feel these sensations and feel fear, you will take action and get the results that you want anyway.
Oh, I love that. That's a perfect golden nugget to leave with people. Thank you so much, Mike. You know, I know that people are going to want more of Mike McDonald. How can they get more of you? And I know a little bird, I think, told me that you have a new podcast too. So share with us a little bit about how they can find out more about you, find your podcast, and all the other things that you do.
All right, so I do have my own podcast. It's, as of recording this, it is in the launch phase. So I have about 12 episodes right now. It's called The Raw Show. So it's the, and then R-O-A-R, as in a lion's roar. And it's The Raw Show. And I interview people who are successful to tease out as much as I can about how they can perform at that level. And to keep the same theme running, I also have a Facebook group, which is called The Lion's Den with Mike. So I like using the lion theme. And again, that's for entrepreneurs and business owners that believe that their mental state is important. Their mindset can make all the difference between their success and failure in their business and their life as well, and that is where I share more than I have today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I know that you have a website as well, so I will put the link to your Facebook page and your website on the show page so that people can just click on it and go there, and then from there they should be able to get to your podcast.
They will be able to. Yeah, Bonnie.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mike. I know that you're a busy person, and I don't even know what time it is by you right now, but I'm so thankful for you taking your precious time to share with all of us on The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Not a problem. I was glad to be a guest.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.